Well, we're ready to talk here about how you discern whether there's an Ishmael in your house or not. And I know I started to jump into that a while ago, and I think this is a more appropriate time. But many times we look around the family and we say, is this self-centered and selfish person that only thinks of themselves, could that be an Ishmael in our house? Are they vindictive, argumentative, and always disagreeing? And I know some of these people today. I know them in families that are just messing the family up big time. And one of the things I see, Barbara, about this Ishmael spirit is it jumps on other family members. It gets on the parents, and the parents start to capitulate, and they start to coddle, and you know, they don't want to take them on because there's, I'm telling you, you talk about a volcano erupting in the house, it does. Mm-hmm. And it causes real problems for the rest of the family. And then I see everyone start to dance around this, and I mean brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, grandparents, and they're all making space basically for this Ishmael spirit that has gotten into the family.
Well, I know that some people that read the magazine, and those of you who are listening are going to say, what? Where did you get this? I mean, what's happening here? Where did you hear about this Ishmael? Well, this is a revelation given to Darren by the Lord. And I believe, Darren, that it's just very apropos to today. We see a lot of families, like you said, they are funding this Ishmael spirit. They are becoming complacent and giving into it. And when we should be really praying against it and using the defenses that God gives us with prayer in coming against this spirit.
You see, I believe to think this thing unattended or without addressing the situation is a sin in the family, and I see it all the time. It's pervasive in the body of Christ. And usually the Ishmael doesn't want to work. They say, well, I can't work for some reason, and the whole family buys their excuse.
Well, but the Ishmael really doesn't believe in the spirit within this person that is operating. We're saying that because usually a person who grows up with this Ishmael spirit operating in them doesn't realize.
They
don't even know what's motivating them to be lazy, to be contrary, to be vindictive, to be always against everybody else. They don't know what motivates them. The parents don't know what's motivating them. So everybody is totally confused about it.
Well, I know one little kid. In fact, I know him fairly well. He was in our church, and as a child, they even put a lid on his crib to try to keep him in the crib.
Oh, my goodness.
And the mother would look at this teenager now when I met them, and she would say, you know, what is this thing? Did this thing really come from my womb? You know, is this really my son? He is so strange. He is so different. He is so disruptive. He was so rebellious, and on and on. And this kid did everything he could to do hurt and damage to himself. I mean, he was an Ishmael to the core.
And that's how we can tell, Darren, this is an evil spirit, because this child probably doesn't want to do what he's doing, but there's something that's driving him. And that's why your prayer is so important, that prayer of cutting off this spirit.
And you know, most parents try to deal with this rebellious little tyke to say, well, I'm going to pound his bottom end until he straightens up, or I'm going to deny him, or we're going to take timeouts. Well, forget that when it comes to an Ishmael spirit. They're going to get you by the neck, and they're going to be running the show. And that's what I see happening. And it just upsets me greatly that parents don't try to deal with this.
And don't you know that Abraham had to drive out this Ishmael spirit? He could not keep him in the family. This spirit was so pervasive, it was so vindictive, so destructive, that Abraham probably knew in his spirit if he left him there in that household, someone would be destroyed. So he actually drove out Hagar and Ishmael, his son of his flesh. And I believe we can do that through prayer under the new covenant.
Well, and I know that some of these children are defiant and rebellious toward instruction all authority. They wander through life with no goals or visions, and yet they're very demanding. You know, it's like they want their portion of the inheritance before it's even given through the death of the parents. Mm-hmm. And they're spending it ahead of time, and the family's allowing this. The parents allow this, and they take a disproportionate amount of the estate. You would think, well, it ought to be divided evenly. But I know some Ishmaels right now in their 50s and 60s that are just a plain pain in the family's backside. I mean, they are a problem, and everything they touch turns sour and goes down the tube.
Yes.
But the problem I see, Barbara, with this is that the legacy of these parents that haven't learned how to deal with this thing is a horrendous legacy. They're going to leave these children behind, because one day they're going to die. Mm-hmm. They're going to leave these Ishmaels behind, and I'll even throw Jezebels in there, for the rest of society to have to deal with. And the thing that really bothers me, and probably is it near the top of the list, is they haven't been made to work, so they don't know how to work. So how are they going to support themselves when mom and daddy's checkbook is no longer available?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if the parents don't leave them a sufficient amount of money to maintain their rebellious lifestyle, they're going to be a real pain.
And that's why I believe it's so much easier when they're children and you're recognizing what you were saying. They're self-centered. It seems like everything has to revolve around them. They're vindictive and argumentative, always disagreeing, always saying no, no, no. They're brash and loud. They're defiant. And what if we recognize it when they're small, Darren, and take care of this spirit when they're small, then we won't have the ramifications when they're older.
But, you know, I read a scripture at the very beginning of this message about getting things by the inspiration of God,
mm-hmm.
not by reason. You cannot reason, number one, with an Ishmael spirit. You try that with a child, and I mean, you can't break their will. You can't get them to change their will. You can't get them to change their mind. They're just a pain. You can take them out of church and spank them. You can take them out of a shopping center and spank them. You can take them back to the grocery store and spank them. You can do whatever. And pain does not talk to an Ishmael,
mm-hmm.
because it's a spirit. It's not a mental condition.
Yes.
And many people try to deal through this with reason or with force. And what you really need to do is have a deliverance of that child that's besieged by this Ishmael Antichrist. I'm going to throw it in there, Antichrist spirit. It's anti-order.
Mm-hmm.
It's anti-everything
authority,
that's good and nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's anti-discipline of all kinds. It automatically resists that. And I have to tell you, I've seen some of those in my own family where they were just a pain. All their lives they were pain as children, as teenagers, and now as adults and later in life, they're still out of sync. They're still that square peg in a round hole. And the whole family doesn't know what to do with them. So they either capitulate and give in and give them money, fund them, or they give them space, or they give in to them all the time. And family gatherings are just, they say, oh, so-and-so's there. I know this thing's going to be a wreck. And there's something in those Ishmael individuals that causes the fight in the family.
It does. And Darren, when, like you said, when there are family gatherings, for instance, Thanksgiving or Christmas, and you are looking with dread upon going to something that should be absolutely wonderful, and you're, as the world would term it, psyching yourself up so you are prepared for any verbal onslaught or anything that would cause you to become defensive. I've gone through these experiences, and I know you've gone through these experiences, and it is horrible for the family.
Well, I was around a man the other day that I've chosen to almost ignore him when he comes into my presence. He is so perverse. He'll come up with something that's really weird and off the wall and nasty and negative and, mm-hmm. well, perverse. That's the best way I can say that. His mind runs in that track continually. And then you hear about his prejudice. Well, I hate a certain race of people. He just blurts that right out in front of his children, in front of his family, in front of everybody. He doesn't care. There's no boundaries there. Well, I am concerned about this because I've watched so many Christian parents just stand there and wring their hands, and they don't know what to do, and it's a blight on the household, and it goes on, and then it goes to the next generation and the next generation. And I think it's time to address it.
I do, too. And then they use, when this child grows up and he becomes an adult, then the parents use all kinds of excuses. Well, he was ADD, whatever, ADHD or whatever,
right.
Or he's a Vietnam vet. He was in Vietnam, and he's got Agent Orange, and all kinds of excuses for a spirit that has to be dealt with on spiritual level, Darren. You're absolutely right. We cannot reason. We cannot intellectually take care of this. It has to be done in the spirit, in a spiritual level.
And the whole game plan is to say, you'll never corner me. And they corner everybody else in the family.
Yeah.
And I think it's a tragedy, but I also think it's a sin to allow that to go on, to not address it in the spirit world. So I think the answer to this situation is, number one, to take the authority that you have as a Christian and bind that Ishmael spirit. Bind that thing, get in agreement with some other family members or someone outside of the family and say, we need agreement here because we got a mess on our hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the earlier you recognize this, the better off you'll be. But this person is a victim that the Ishmael spirit has come to. They are a victim of that spirit.
Yes.
They don't really want to be that way, but they don't even know the difference. And I think we have to intercede and intervene on their behalf and bind that Ishmael stronghold and Ishmael spirit. I'll tell you, you're going to have your work cut out for you. But we're not talking about counseling. I'm not talking about therapy. I'm not talking about giving them prescriptions to make them chill out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Get that spirit out of that person so they can receive the love of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because an Ishmael can't receive the love of God.